It's time for the little known Black History fact. We celebrate Black History every day.
Right.
And today we are here in Montgomery, Alabama to celebrate the last part of the Selma to Montgomery March.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the subject of our Black History fact.
We shall overcome, Lord, one day.
Such action would not be allowed on the part of any other group of citizens or non-citizens of the state of Alabama. There will be no march between Selma, Alabama, and Montgomery, and I have so instructed the Department of Public Safety.
Despite the governor's ban, 600 people gathered at Brown Chapel AME Church on Sunday, March 7th, to begin the march to Montgomery. Hosea Williams and John Lewis led the march. The route out of Selma crossed over the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
It'd be detrimental to your safety to continue this march, and I'm saying that this is an unlawful assembly. You have to disperse. You are ordered to disperse. Go home or go to your church. This march will not continue.
As an expression of deep joy to all of us, Judge Johnson has just ruled that we have a legal and constitutional right to march from Selma to Montgomery.
At times, history and fate meet at a single time, in a single place, to shape a turning point in man's unending search for freedom. So it was at Lexington and Concord. So it was a century ago at Appomattox. So it was last week in Selma, Alabama. There, long-suffering men and women peacefully protested the denial of their rights as Americans. Many were brutally assaulted. There is no cause for pride in what has happened in Selma, in the long denial of equal rights of millions of Americans.
Someone had told me when we were crossing this bridge that one day I would be back here introducing the first African-American president, I would have said, you're crazy, you're out of your mind, you don't know what to talk about. President Barack Obama!
It is a rare honor in this life to follow one of your heroes. And John Lewis is one of my heroes. I have to imagine that when a younger John Lewis woke up that morning 50 years ago and made his way to Brown Chapel, heroics were not on his mind. A day like this was not on his mind. As John noted, there are places and moments in America where this nation's destiny has been decided. Selma is such a place. We gather here to honor the courage of ordinary Americans willing to endure billy clubs and the chastening rod, tear gas and the trampling hoof, men and women who, despite the gush of blood and splintered bone, would stay true to their North Star and keep marching towards justice. The single most powerful word in our democracy is the word we. We the people. we shall overcome. Yes, we can. That word is owned by no one. It belongs to everyone. Oh, what a glorious task we are given to continually try to improve this great nation of ours. 50 years from Bloody Sunday. Our march is not yet finished, but we're getting closer. 239 years after this nation's founding, our union is not yet perfect, but we are getting closer. Our job's easier because somebody already got us through that first mile. Somebody already got us over that bridge. When it feels the road's too hard, when the torch we've been passed feels too heavy, we will remember these early travelers and draw strength from their example and hold firmly to the words of the prophet Isaiah. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. We honor those who walked so we could run. We must run so our children soar, and we will not grow weary, for we believe in the power of an awesome God, and we believe in this country's sacred promise.
Yes.
He will.
Yeah.
Yes, we
yeah,
can.
Yeah, Jay is marching.
Yeah, he's marching.
He.
You tricked me. I didn't know we were actually marching.
It's called a march.
Yeah, it is.
And you thought we were
going to a fight and didn't fight, so.
So you figured you were going to a march.
And
you didn't have to actually march.
March, right.
Okay. You need to have a long talk with that boy.